Kind of small, isn't he? Gonna look a lot smaller in a second, Georgie.
As thoroughbred racehorses go, he didn't appear to be a champion. He was smaller than most. He galloped with an ungainly gait. And, a challenge to trainers, he was relegated to behind-the-scenes training instead of racing. But it turned out that what Seabiscuit needed was someone to understand him and give him a chance.
Every horse is good for something. You don't throw a whole life away just because it's banged up a little.
That's the theme woven through Seabiscuit. Based on the best-selling book by Laura Hillenbrandt, the film details how, 70 years ago, Americans broken down by the ravages of the Great Depression found inspiration in the exploits of Seabiscuit and the disparate group of people behind his victories.
Look at us! Our horse is too small, our jockey is too big, our trainer is too old. And I'm too dumb to know the difference.
Each of them was broken in his own way. Jeff Bridges plays the horse's owner, millionaire Charles Howard, whose life was shattered by the death of his young son. Chris Cooper is trainer Tom Smith, a relic of a cowboy who seemed drawn to lost causes. And Toby McGuire plays jockey Red Pollard, who came through alcoholism and debilitating physical injury thanks to his relationship with Seabiscuit.
You know, he has a lot of personal stuff to overcome to allow himself to be a part of this team, but he also finds other broken down people and a horse, and together they were just the right team to succeed. And I think during that time, it was very pertinent, obviously struck a chord in America, that they became Seabiscuit, or Team Seabiscuit became such a great example of not letting the times get you down, and you're going to come out of it and just keep going, keep applying yourself, dust yourself off. I don't know. I think that's still a hero today.
That's a lot of hoopla for such a little horse.
Though he be but little, he is fierce.
But that's Shakespeare, boys. That's Shakespeare.
Jeff Bridges says that the Seabiscuit story shows how the country once was able to unite behind a true hero, something that may seem almost too good to be true in this era when heroes often turn out to be flawed.
You can see by watching a movie like Seabiscuit how people rose to the occasion. I think that's one of the points of the story, that all of the main characters, the world kind of had written them off. And all of these characters, you know, were kind of broken individuals. And it kind of tells me that our heroes come up from the most unlikely places. And it gives me, you know, hope, even in this jaded times that we live in, that still there can be heroes that can come out of that. And that's good to know.
You all are here today because this is a horse who won't give up, even when life beats him by the nose. But heck, everybody loses a couple. And you either pack up and you go home or you keep fighting. Isn't that right?
Seabiscuit's screenwriter and director Gary Ross says it's important to understand the era in which the story is set. But Ross also believes that Seabiscuit is relevant today.
He is a great American hero, but I think there are a lot of deceptive reasons. There are better racehorses. Secretariat's a better racehorse. War Admiral is a better racehorse. But Seabiscuit transcended personal limitations. He rose above personal obstacles. He lost so much, but he didn't see himself, or they didn't see him as a loser. They saw the worth in the animal who had lost so much. Just because you lost doesn't mean you're a loser. And I think the reason that the country gravitated toward the horse was that he was able to transcend those things. What's so moving to me about Seabiscuit is that it's these three guys and their willingness to help each other and their willingness to not accept defeat and their willingness to not accept their own feeling of brokenness or worthlessness and to transcend those things and to rise above them is absolutely the best part of America.
Red, you can't do it. You could be crippled for the rest of your life.
I was crippled for the rest of my life. I got better. He made me better.
Seabiscuit also features William H. Macy as a fast-talking radio commentator. Jockey Gary Stevens makes his acting debut as legendary rider George Wolfe. And another champion jockey, Chris McCarron, supervised the reenactment of the historic races. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.